Okay, Chelsea.
Yeah.
I have relatively good news, or at least an interesting, slightly uplifting news for the future for my episode. Sorry, for
This
my
is
Fringy Mini.
like what episode?
Yeah, my Fringy Mini episode.
Okay, hit us with it.
Okay, so this comes from Live Science, Live Science.
Yep.
We're not going to look it up. We're just going to say I'm
I'm familiar with
to do that. This was published on January 14th, 2025 by Ben Turner. Article title: China plans to build enormous solar array in space, and it could collect more energy in a year than all the oil on Earth. Chinese scientists have announced a plan to build an enormous 0.6 mile or 1 kilometer wide solar power station in space that will beam continuous energy back to Earth via microwaves. The project, which will see its components lofted to a geostationary orbit above Earth using super heavy rockets, has been dubbed, quote, another Three Gorges Dam project above the Earth, end quote.
God.
Do you know what the Three Gorges Dam is?
Yeah, it was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So that's the next paragraph, anyway. So we have to go through it.
Okay.
The Three Gorges Dam, located in the middle of the Yangtze River, is in central China, is the world's largest hydropower project and generates 100 billion kilowatt hours of electricity each year. According to one of NASA's scientists, the dam is so large that if completely filled, the mass of the water contained within would lengthen Earth's day by 0.06 microseconds. The new project, according to lead scientist Long Le Hao, the chief designer of China's Long March rockets, would be, quote, as significant as moving the Three Gorges Dam to a geostationary orbit 36,000 miles above the Earth, end quote. Quote, this is an incredible project to look forward to, end quote. Long added during a lecture in October, hosted by the Chinese Academy of Sciences, as reported by the South China Morning Post. Quote, the energy collected in 1 year would be equivalent to the total amount of oil that can be extracted from Earth, end quote. I just want to make sure that we understand this. They're not saying oil extracted from Earth in a year. They're talking about all oil that could be extracted from the Earth. Like, that's how much energy we're talking about. That is insane.
That is insane.
Despite recent advances in the cheapness and efficiency of solar power, the technology still faces some fundamental limitations, such as the intermittent cloud cover and most of the atmosphere absorbing solar radiation before it hits the ground. Scientists have proposed a number of space-based solar power technologies, which would continuously collect and transmit energy from sunlight in space, where it is 10 times more intense than at Earth's surface.
Wow.
But building an appropriately giant array would take many launches, meaning that most proposals fail to get off the ground. To overcome this challenge, Long and his team are working on the development of the Long March 9 reusable heavy lift rocket, which will have a lift capacity of at least 150 tons. Besides being used for satellites, the rockets will also be key to China's plan to reach the moon, where it wants to rebuild an international lunar research base by 2035. China isn't the only nation eyeing plans for a solar satellite array. The US companies Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, the European Space Agency, and Japan's JAXA Space Agency have also been investigating the technology, with the latter scheduling the launch of a small proof of concept satellite this year to assess its feasibility. That's the end of the article.
You know what? Out of all the countries you just listed, China's probably the most likely to do it, to be honest.
Yeah.
With you.
And I just, when you're looking at like the future and like who's going to be dominant, you hear a story like this from China. And yes, you will hear so many people critiquing China, which, yes, China deserves some critiques. Let's actually talk about some of the good stuff they're doing and compare it to the US is deregulating oil and coal at this exact same time.
They're deregulating
and just like,
a lot of
who's
things.
Going to rule the next century? The people who are trying to build the solar array or the people deregulating coal?
Yeah, like if they're taking a step back. But you look at something like that and it kind of is reminiscent to me, at least, of the space race. But it seems like they're the only ones kind of to go up. The United States is kind of taking steps back as far as stuff like that goes.
And it's not two countries trying to vie for space and one of them refusing to acknowledge that space exists.
I mean, who's going to win if China gets something like that up in space? Like, it's not even a race. Like, they're going to be the clear leader of everything.
No, in a year, this thing can produce as much energy as that's all insane. Oil on Earth.
That's absolutely insane. And it's not going to wreak as much havoc on the environment. I mean, without knowing any of the details, but just, you know, as
a layperson. It should, in theory, just, yeah.
Just speculating on this, it doesn't seem as if it would, which is crazy, the implications
yeah,
of
it's
that.
It's just like, yeah, some actual good news. China's actually working with a lot of countries on, not on developing this, but making sure that everybody has access to this technology. They're not trying to hide it behind trademarks or
really
corporate secrets. They are trying to share it with people so that we can all live in a safer world, a more environmentally friendly world.
They're also trying to pull ahead as the leader of the universe.
Yeah. And that, as if
that'll do
almost
it.
As if there's some vacuous void that has just shown up that they can inherit very easily.
Interesting.
And let's face it, this is one of the things China is very good at, is being able to plan for something so fundamentally different and future thinking with their society, as opposed to what we have with our current
That's
system.
Pretty crazy. That's pretty...
Yeah.
I mean, we're just, you know, make as much money as you can off of all the poor people.
Yeah, exactly. And most importantly, taking...
ahead. Yeah. We got to mark up everything and just, you know, rape and pillage what you can out of the pockets of...
Well, and importantly, too, if energy is that abundant, you can't make that much profit off of it, which is why one of the reasons we don't look into something like this is because...
That was a definite thought I had, too, because what's running the economy of a lot of the United States that makes them a world leader. Yeah.
And this is always something that you really need to take into account. Under a capitalist system, whatever you're pushing forward needs to be profitable. It has to be profitable, or it will not get built or move forward, because somebody is able to make money off it. And if they can't, why would they do anything? Because capitalists need to make money off it. And probably one of the big reasons why they're trying to build this in space and move it forward, and the US is deregulating oil and gas. So anyhow, probably enough of a rant about our terrible, terrible system and how we're falling and China
that
is rising.
That was a great mini.
Yeah. And you got 48 hours. I don't know. Maybe look into space. See if you can see this thing. Maybe you come up with your own idea. I don't know. Maybe you've got your beautiful brain and you can have a good idea like this. I know I can, but I don't have it right now, so maybe you do. Anyhow, bye.
Bye.